for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2015 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Wednesday afternoon, December the 30th, 2015. Nikki Pinson is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on the power of the new tongue. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
On Thursday afternoon, some of you heard me tell this, but on Thursday afternoon, I was the only one awake in there. Literally the only one awake. That's how bad it was. But he said that, and I tied a string around my finger. I mean, it worked. And every time I see that string, I start speaking in tongues. And so it caught on, see? It caught on. And I'll tell you what. Instead of going there and hating it and wanting out of there and looking at the clock, I had church. I had, just like I had coming in the car up here. I had church. And folks, before I knew it, it was time to get off, and I was in better shape than when I got there. This thing works. It works, praise God. Well, thank you, Jesus. I will go on here. New tongues. And Acts 10:44, while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. Now, who did it fall on? The ones that heard the word. And they of the circumcision, the Jews, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Now, I don't want to get into too much about what's the initial evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Because one reason is some people could have spoken tongues a long time before they did if they just knew that all it was they hear the utterances and they speak them. If they knew that. And God will add to that. Just like He adds to everything else in our lives. He will enlarge it. And don't be discouraged if you get this one sound. By faith, use it. Use it, praise God. It's the greatest tool you have outside of the Word of God. I want you to know that. You know, some say, well, I'm called in the ministry. I want to go to Bible school. You'd be better off if you'd learn how to speak in tongues. And do it and practice it. And I did say practice it. You actually practice. And it gets better and better. Oh, hallelujah. You know, a child, look at a child. Are they grown with a full language? I have a 3-year-old granddaughter that just amazes me. Where in the world is that coming from? Or, you know, what things she can say. And I know she's gifted. One thing, she's my granddaughter, but I know she is. And some of you heard her. Oh, my. But she wasn't born with a full language, and neither are you. You hear what I say? And it'll change sometimes. There was a pastor's wife. And the church is having tremendous trouble, and it's a long, sad story. And she had actually had a nervous breakdown at one point. It was so bad she didn't want to be seen in public in that town that she'd go to the next town to go shopping. And she got over there and just lost it, and they had to come get her. But there was one of the men, former members, deacons of the church that left, caused all the trouble, called her one time and really got her told. It was awful. And when she hung up, she began to speak in tongues. And as she's speaking in tongues, she noticed it's different. There are many different reasons for speaking in tongues. It's not just an evidence or, you know, a sign. And she said it's so forceful. It's like, whoa, it's like angry, you know. And 2 days later, somebody said, you know what happened to so-and-so? The same man called her on the phone. She said, no, he dropped dead. He dropped dead. Hallelujah. There's power. Listen, there's power in the tongue. And there's really power in the new tongue or the other tongue. I'm telling you, there's power. Don't be missing out on this power. Her husband is in deliverance ministry. But when he comes, he doesn't want you to tell him anything. This is the way he operates, okay? He doesn't want you to tell him anything. And he'll let you tell him, say, okay, that's enough. I don't need to hear anymore. And then he'll start praying in tongues. He'll pray in tongues a little while, and then he starts interpreting the tongues. and the deliverance comes. I mean, because God is exposing things in their lives. He's telling things. I mean, it's awesome, you know. Praise God. I want to operate like that. Don't you want to operate like that? I want to do something different. People come up preparing, you pray for them, they walk, and they limp. You know, they limped up there and they limp back. Praise God. We want to see more than that. Don't we want to see more than that? And I'm telling you, in the days that are coming, we're going to have to see more than that. Acts 19:6, and when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. How they do that? The Holy Spirit, that inner ear heard what the Holy Spirit said, and they repeated it by faith. And so it by faith, it's all by faith, folks. Your flesh is going to really fight you on speaking in tongues. You know that? Because it doesn't recognize the words. And so it's going to fight you over it. And besides that, you've got pride and other things to deal with. And all these people were hearing the utterances of the Holy Spirit, and they were repeating what they heard, just as Jesus repeated what the Holy Spirit revealed to him. The difference between what Jesus was speaking, the native Hebrew language, and what they were speaking, was that they were speaking with new tongues. Did Jesus ever speak in new tongues? It's questionable. When he was on the cross, and at another time, perhaps it was. And scholars are not, you know, they're divided on it. The revealing of the Spirit can come through thoughts or mental pictures, visions, dreams, or through prophetic words, what the Spirit reveals to you. Mark, let me ask you, can you prophesy to yourself?
Yes.
Certainly. Some of the best prophecy I ever heard. You know, it came through me. Are you going to have a struggle believing it because it came through you? Well, you're going to have a struggle if somebody comes up to you and prophesies to you. I used to, it bothered me, or the devil would bother me about it. When I pray for people in church, the Lord give me words for those people, a prophetic word, and the devil said, well, you just already know all that. You know them, you know. And it would bother me. And then I began to realize it's harder to speak what you already know than it is what you don't know, if you catch that. Well, I was preaching in a church nearby, and there the people, I didn't know the people or anything. And they came up. I had a problem there. The women were sitting there with their shorts on, and, oh, you never saw such worldliness in your life. And I am old-fashioned about that, okay? I do believe in respect for the house of God. I don't like to see men sitting in the house of God with their hairy legs showing. I just don't like that. I think there's a amount of respect. But anyway, they were doing all this, and I went and I prayed from the end, and I prayed for this young lady. The Lord gave me some words for her, and she went out to get in her car. She got out, came back in there crying with tears and said, you don't know me, but what you said is exactly what's going on in my life. Well, I sure didn't know, but God knows, see, all the things that God... If you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he said, if we'll prophesy, the secrets of their hearts will be revealed, and they'll fall on their face and say, of a surety, God's among you. Not because you got a great choir, not because you got a smoke machine, not because you got colored lights, not because you got loud music that shakes the building. Hallelujah. That's so silly, folks. That's so below what God wants to do. On the way home, I was crying on the... I cry a lot. Had a boy a student in our class one time told me, he said, real man don't cry. I said, well, boy, you'll cry someday. And I said, I cry all the time, and it's pretty good. It is. It's very therapeutic to be broken before God. And that's something else I need to tell you. If you're not broken, you're not going anywhere with God. A broken and contrite spirit, he will not despise. Those are the sacrifices he's looking for. If you want God to work in your life, get broken. He said we're either going to fall on the rock and it'll break us, or the rock's going to fall on us and crush us. It's our choice. Well, on the way home, I was weeping and crying. And, you know, I said, oh, it works, it works. It works, praise God. I didn't know that, you know, because the devil's been telling me back at home, well, you know all that. You know about those people. But I didn't know anything about her. And I believe God had that happen to show me, praise God. Now, Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. These new tongues were tongues or utterances they had never learned. Acts 2:4, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. They spoke as the Holy Spirit gave them the utterance to speak. No one can speak with the Holy Spirit's other or new tongues unless the Holy Spirit gives them the utterances. By the way, you know there's people in cults that can speak in tongues.
That's right.
You know that?
Yeah.
but the Holy Ghost didn't give them. And there's no peace in those words. There's no rest. There's no tranquility. There's no faith in those. Now, in order for us to be able to hear, I need to say something about that. There's some, I heard a preacher on radio one time said, speaking in tongues is of the devil. You are about to cross the line, or you already have. Jesus talked about that, blaspheming the Holy Ghost will never be forgiven you. And what's the devil going to come and tell you? That's just you, or that's the devil, or that's something, whatever. But what did Jesus say? He said, if we ask for bread, he won't give us a stone. Ask for egg, he won't give us a scorpion. I believe that's right. But he said, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? That's our promise, folks. And you're going to have to stand on it. I know this. It really does bless me, and it lifts me up. He that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself, builds himself up. In order for us to be able to hear the utterances that the Holy Spirit gives, we must first be baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And there's no negotiating on that. Acts 2:38, then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Hallelujah. No cessationist here. As many as the Lord our God shall call. Now we see this gift of speaking in new tongues is for everyone throughout the ages until the return of Christ. Everyone that will repent and follow the Lord, obey Him. Excuse me. He said He gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey Him. Well, let's have a little break here and I'll look around and see if anybody's sleeping. Praise God. You that preach, you ever been preaching and feel like throwing a songbook at somebody? Well, I have. But I didn't. One time there's an old man come over. I was building the house. And we had some ducks where I live. And the ducks would go across the road two times a day. And these old folks were feeding them. And everything's wonderful. They thought it was great until the ducks start pooping on their porch. So he comes up there and he tells me, Brother Pinson, you're going to have to get rid of those ducks. They're pooping on our porch. And I said, well, if you quit feeding them, they'd quit coming over there. And he wouldn't shut up. I mean, he would not shut up. He just kept on and on and on. He's like in his 80s. But it's not like his people either. He and his brother-in-law got in a big fight out in the brother-in-law's garden, hitting each other 2x4s and knocking their glasses off. And so I know what I'm talking to here, see. I know. And I said, okay, Frank, I heard you. You can go on now. You can go on now. Okay, Frank, okay, I'll get rid of the ducks. Okay, Frank, it's not right, not fair, but I will. He wouldn't shut up. And it came to me, this vision of picking up a stick and hitting him in the head. And don't tell me you hadn't seen some things like that. But I didn't. But you know what? The lady, there was someone in the community died, and the ladies in the community were all got in a car to go somewhere to the funeral. And this man's wife was saying, she was telling them that I did what he did. You know what I'm saying? I did what he did. And so one of the ladies from the church was getting real nervous, and the Church of Christ lady sat beside her in the car and said, now, honey, don't worry. No, be calm. We know that Brother Pinson didn't do that. And so she told me, and I saw this man up at the little gas station. I said, your wife said. He said, oh, I know, bro. I'll correct that. Well, later on, he calls me on the phone and says, Brother Pinson, he's just beside us. Would you please come over here and pray for my wife? She can't sleep. She's about to have a nervous breakdown, and so am I, because she is. And would you come over and pray for her? You know why? Because she touched God's anointing. She lied on me. Praise God. Live in a place where you're so anointed that if somebody messes with you, God's going to get them. Amen. God will get them. You don't have to touch them. Praise God. Well, now we see this gift of speaking in new tongues is for everyone. All right. Jesus said that speaking in new tongues was a sign or a miracle that would follow them that believe. Every time you speak in tongues, it's a miracle. Do you speak in new tongues? Let me say this. Not only is the speaking a miracle, but the things that are going to come out of that prayer, miracles are going to come out of that. Because you're talking to God. The Holy Spirit talking through you to God, according to His will. Do you speak in new tongues as the Holy Spirit gives you the utterances? Other than being a sign or a miracle, What is the value of our hearing and repeating the utterances of the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit gives to us? And then here, the power of a new tongue. The power of a new tongue. Romans 8:26, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities, our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. It's a powerful verse. And there's one, about two verses, three verses after that, you'll hear two verses after, you'll hear quoted all the time, but they don't quote this one. You know, all things work together for good, them that love the Lord. But our weaknesses, we all have weaknesses. Now, what are we going to do about our weaknesses? Well, there's something we can do. There's something we can do. We can pray in tongues. And the Holy Spirit will help our weaknesses. Whatever it is, if you've got a roving eye, if you've got lust, if you've got a lying tongue, if you've got jealousy, whatever it is, there is help for us. It is speaking in tongues. I'm reading the Scripture to you. I'm telling you what the Scripture says. And it's a wonderful tool that God has given us. Amen. You know, what are you going to do after deliverance? What are you going to do? If I don't learn these things about speaking in tongues and staying in the Word, we're going to have to come back next time and do it all over again. Because we didn't do our homework. We have to stay free. You can get free here, but you've got to stay free. I know one time we was having a camp, and I prayed for this teenage girl. I learned this, the more the Holy Spirit manifests, the more the devil acts up. And so they call me over there and said, Brother Pinch, you got to come over here. And this girl, she's like, and I can't even do my face like she did. And she couldn't talk, and her hands are like that. And it's quite a show. And I thought, I never saw that before. And I said, the leader, a great leader of a great program was there. And I said, go get him. You know, he comes over, looks at her, turns around, walks away. And the women are over there in the lunchroom, all there praying. Oh, they're praying. And she's out there all this time, over a period of time, acting, and everybody sees her, you know. And this is the devil putting on a show to counteract what God's doing. And so finally I got down there and I said, tell it to leave. That's what God, that's what he told me to say. Tell it to leave. And she couldn't talk. And I said, well, just say it in your mind. Tell it to leave, you know. And so after a while she got all right. I mean, you know, it went. And she was perfectly normal again. So they were having what we call a midnight hike, you know, just go out and down the oil road and be spooky and carry on and have fun. And they said, well, can't she go? And I thought, well, she's free. She can go. They went up a hill and down the road, and here they come around. Brother Pinson, you got to come back up here. You know, I thought, well, she's free. But so I went up there and did the same thing. Oh, the Lord showed me, and she's okay. Well, the next morning in the chapel, under the tabernacle, open-air tabernacle, while I'm speaking, guess what? It's manifesting again. And I don't want the show to go on. I told everybody, just bow your heads, please. And I looked back at her and I said, tell it to leave. Tell it to leave. And then she got okay again. I couldn't go home with her, but I did tell the pastor. I told the folks to tell the pastor what was going on. And they came to pick them up and they looked at me like I was crazy. And see, you don't know what's inside of a person until the Holy Ghost shows up and He exposes things, right? You don't have to go around with a demon detector when the Holy Ghost shows up. When Jesus is it in the Mark, Book of Mark? I'm sorry, I don't. When He walked in that synagogue, how long had that man been there and never done that? But when Jesus showed up, the man starts manifesting, and Jesus cast the demon out of him. And he might have been a deacon, I don't know, but everybody's fooled by him until the Holy Ghost shows up. You might say, well, I don't know how much I want the Holy Ghost show up, but that's what we're going to see. But these people need to be free. Amen? Well, we don't know how to pray as we ought. Now, I used to think that meant sometimes I don't know how to pray as I should. But is that what it says? It says we don't know how to pray as we ought. We don't ever know how to pray as we ought. And so he said, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Groanings are real. Groanings are, you can't even say them. They're just from deep inside. And I personally believe that's the highest, greatest form of prayer. But I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost is talking while we're doing that. And something's happening. There's a connection going on. If that begins to manifest, see, there's the manifestation of the devil, but there's also the manifestations of the Spirit, right? In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there's nine of them. But if that begins to manifest, don't stop it. Don't quench the Spirit. Let him go ahead, you know. So, well, I don't know what this is, but if we ask for the Holy Ghost, that's what he'll give us. Praise God. This scripture is speaking of groanings or utterances, which our mind cannot give the utterances for, which are given by the Holy Spirit. We all have weaknesses. Therefore, we see the power of a new tongue given by the Holy Spirit that bypasses our limited understanding and knowledge and makes intercession for us. Verse 27, and he, God the Father, that searches the hearts, knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. It's only the saints that can pray this way. Does it bother you, the word saint? You don't want anybody to call you a saint? A lot of preachers be preaching to church and call them church, and so you're on safe ground. But if you started saints, are you a saint?
Yes.
Well, did the Catholic Church make you one?
No.
Okay, praise God. Saints. Oh, if we're not a saint, we're not going to heaven. So get over it and get right. We all need to. I'm sorry, sometimes I sound mean. I don't mean to be mean. But this is serious. We're not playing, are we? Are we? And he, God the Father, that searches the heart, knows what the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Holy Spirit works with us in making intercession by giving to us utterances for prayer according to the perfect will of God. Verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. The people love to quote this verse as a standalone promise without the surrounding purposes and qualifications. But the word and, at the beginning of verse 28, and we know, and connects it to the verse before. Amen? Isn't that right? Connects, or the verses before. Connects this promise to the preceding scriptures, which talk about us praying by the utterances that the Holy Spirit gives according to the will of God. That's when things are going to begin to work out for good. When we pray the utterances that we hear from the Holy Spirit, then we'll find all things working together for good if we love God and are called according to his purpose. Now in Acts 2:39, what he said, for this promise, the promise of the Holy Spirit, is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call according to his purpose. The promise of the power of the Holy Spirit and the call of God cannot be separated. Do we see the power of a new tongue given to us by the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven upon us? Do we see the power? Praise God. Would you do something for us? Stand up for a minute, please. I'm not going to play any tricks. Stretch a little bit. Thank you. Glory to God. When you're ready, you can sit back down. Thank you, Lord. Do we see the power of a new tongue given to us by the Holy Spirit? Do we? Sent down from heaven upon us? But what good is that promise to those who pray by the utterance of the Holy Spirit? What is that good? What is the good that pray in a new tongue? Verse 29, what is the good? Oh, my truck broke down. He's going to make everything work together for good. I'm probably going to get a new truck. No, you may be walking. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Let me say something. The whole thing is, till we get our will in line with his will, there's going to be a conflict. Until we understand what he's wanting to do in our life, we're going to get disappointed. There's going to be a conflict. And that, there's where the problem's at. He's wanting to do one thing in our life, and we're wanting to do something else with our life. I surrender all. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he, Christ, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Let me tell you something. God has no other purpose for me and you except that we be conformed to the image of his Son. No other purpose. And until that is our purpose, there's going to be a conflict. There's going to be frustration. All that, all those things. If you're just trying to add Jesus to what you are, you're going to be frustrated. The whole intent of the Spirit's intercession for us is that we might be conformed to the image of God's Son. That's the eternal and highest good of all time. 1 Corinthians 14:2, for he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men but to God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. When the Holy Spirit gives us the utterance to speak, then we're speaking mysteries not to men but to God. This is the power of the new tongue, to speak mysteries. The Holy Spirit does give utterances in a new tongue for the hearing of men. See, it said it speaks to God, but there are times that he, and let me say this. Much of the New Testament, or all the Scripture, was written to a people that, in a sense, the Spirit supposes that we understand what he's talking about. Okay? The New Testament is written to the church, the saints, not to the world. It is supposed that when we read these things, these promises and so forth, that we understand they're for a select few people, not for everyone. We can't claim all of what this book says unless we qualify. Now, those utterances must be interpreted by someone having the gift of interpretation to interpret such messages given in a new tongue, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, 1 Corinthians 14:4, he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. This is a great lesson. It demonstrates the power of a new tongue. I'm talking to the life and death is in the power of the tongue. If you'll speak in tongues, there's going to be life. It's the power of new tongues, the power of other tongues, that we can hear the utterances of the Holy Spirit, repeat them, and therefore build ourselves up. I tell you, by the time I got here Monday around lunchtime, I was built up. And it's still there. Oh, glory to God. Just singing the worship songs in here has meant something newer to me. We read the same instruction in Jude 20, but you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Only the beloved can pray in the Holy Ghost. This is very needed, and it's available 24/7. If you're angry, pray in tongues. If you're brave, pray in tongues. If you're discouraged, pray in tongues. Whatever, if you're frustrated, pray in tongues. Hallelujah. It's very needed. It's available 24/7. It will obey this commandment and be not drunk with wine, whereas in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. Smith Wigglesworth one time, and you can probably read one of his books over here, The Apostle of Faith, they call him. But he was riding on a train in England, and he felt the urgency, and he walked out and got between the train cars and he called it refilled with the Spirit. He's praying in tongues. Power of a new tongue. He walked back in that train, and when he walked in, everybody in that train car fell down on their knees and began to repent. That's in one of those books. I'm sure it's in one of them over there. That's the power of a new tongue, folks. But you can preach to them from daylight to dark. You can preach to them like Paul did until one of them falls out the window and dies. But you know the power of a new tongue. You know, in Azusa Street, most of you have heard of that, where the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in 1906, there's a book called Azusa Street. I think it's by Bartleman, and I don't know if that's over there or not. It's over there, okay. You ought to get that. And get my book, too, over there, Holy Spirit sent me over here. And get on my email list. You give me your email address, I'll put you on there. And you can opt out if you want to. People do all the time. So praise God, I need some new people. Well, glory to God. Well, anyway, this the power there is in the new tongue. The new tongue. Hallelujah. This I don't know what we think that is, but it's bigger than we think it is. It's much bigger than we think it is. It's more powerful. I'll tell you, you don't have anything more powerful that'll help you more than praying in tongues, except perhaps the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 14:15, I will pray with the Spirit, that means in a new tongue. I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit in a new tongue, and I will sing with the understanding also. I didn't know you could do this. I was a teenager, and we're having a prayer meeting, and we're in there, just the men in there, and the pastor's over there, and he starts singing in tongues. Oh, what is that? I never heard that before. I didn't know you could do that. Try it. Try it. You'll like it. It doesn't matter what the tune is. You ever been singing in tongues and they'll say, well, that's a whirly tune. Praise God. Well, just don't worry about it. Holy Ghost has taken over. Thank you, Jesus. And all music's from God anyway. Not the lyrics necessarily. Not some of the beats. I gotta help myself out of that one. We can and we
that's good, you think you said.
Some tunes are demonic, aren't they? But the Holy Ghost is not going to lead you to sing a demonic tune, okay? Praise God. We can and we ought to pray and sing in the power of a new tongue. 1 Corinthians 14, 18. What did Paul say, Apostle Paul? I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. The Apostle Paul knew the mighty power of praying in the utterances of a new tongue. 1 Corinthians 14, 39. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and we are to. Are you doing that? Are you wanting God to speak through you prophetically? As I said earlier, you can prophesy to yourself. And you prophesy to things. One time, a man got me to come over there and said, go into our church. He wanted me to help him load a calf. The cow wouldn't take the calf. And so he had the cow loaded in a trailer. And he had this very elaborate corral. So high that cow couldn't jump out, tried to. We were in there an hour. And he had this chute that, I mean, this is ingenious. And it starts out real big so the cow doesn't know it. And it just, as it goes, it gets smaller and goes around. We tried everything we can to get that Hereford cow in that chute. And it just came to me. And I pointed my finger at that cow and I said, in the name of Jesus, you get in that chute. You can believe it or not, that cow turned around and went down that chute. And prophetic speaking. A lot of things. Oh my. Praise God. It's better than shooting a cow. But now here's the deal. He made me a promise. He said, if you'll help me load that calf, I'll give you a calf. I'll give you the calf because Mama won't take it. Well, the only problem was the calf went in there and the power got so strong that cow took that calf right then. And I didn't get the calf. He did bring me a calf, an old stunted something he got somewhere, but praise God. It's okay. I didn't argue with him. This man herded his cows with a shotgun. And I'll tell you a lot more about that man. Some of you heard me tell, he sued me over a Bible. And then he tried to sue me over, he was running by my truck and I'd opened the door and he hit it, slung his hand and hit it, he's bleeding. And so he kept calling me, he wanted me to turn it to insurance. I called the insurance and said, you don't owe him anything. I said, look, I paid the premiums, you pay that man. He got his check and came up there and paid tithes on it. And it's amazing. That man, he died, he sued me over the Bible, lied on me, did a lot of things. And he got run over crossing the road to go to his mailbox and died. It works. Don't mess with the people of God. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, forbid not to speak with tongues. And we got a lot of people forbidden to speak with tongues. We even have Pentecostal church, supposed to be, charismatic, whatever, that will not allow you to speak in tongues in the service. You got to do that in the back room or believers only meeting or whatever. And they're disobeying this word. One of them wrote a book and I read it. And he said, I'm just not going to allow anything in my church that would hinder potential members from coming back. The scripture is commanded that no one forbid another to benefit from the power of speaking with a new tongue. Proverbs 18:21, death and life from the power of the tongue. The power is in the tongue, the power even of death and life. This power is enhanced when we speak the utterances of the Holy Spirit's new tongue, which he gives to each of us on an individual basis as he wills. You know, when you speak, don't go around and say, am I speaking English or Spanish? You know, it's not that. It's not about that. It's that the Holy Spirit's giving you utterance and you're speaking and there's power in it. It's the power to praise God unhindered by our mind or circumstances, the power to pray to God according to his will, the power to edify or build ourselves up on our most holy faith, the power to prophesy with utterances that the Holy Spirit gives, and then he gives the interpretation so that all can be edified. Jesus said this is just because he ascended into heaven. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Repeating the utterances given by the Holy Spirit is a great part of the power to be a witness unto Jesus. It will change your life. Is that right? How many of you know, how many agree that it will change your life? If you don't feel like you have any power, I just don't have any power. I want to live for God. I try. You know, I hope I can. I fail. Well, he said he'll help your weaknesses. If you allow the Holy Ghost to pray through you or sing through you, praise God, you don't have to, men, you don't have to come home from the job, or ladies, and all up in a knot and mean and bite everybody's head off in the house. And you don't have to do it. You can come home refreshed. Amen? If you're sitting in church service, you don't like what's being preached, you don't like the music, just start praying in tongues and have your own church service. Amen? Get blessed. Praise God. In any situation, this works. It really works. Praise God. Sister Jane, would you come? Hallelujah. Can I ask, how many of you speak in tongues? Raise your hand, please. Well, that's most of us in here. I'm not ashamed of it. I know what it does. Praise God. Amen? I thank God for it. Power of a new tongue. Here's the thing. You're going to forget to do it. Because we have weaknesses. The flesh, you know, is weak. Spirit's willing, flesh is weak. And so we have to help ourselves. Remind ourselves. Just do it. Just do it. Well, I'm mad. Well, do it. I'm angry. Do it. I'm hurt. Do it. I'm frustrated. Just do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the gift of tongues. I thank you for the new tongues. You're so wise in putting all this together, Lord. You planned a wonderful thing. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord. Could we just stand and thank you for tongues? And if you would, just pray in tongues. Hallelujah. You ever been in a service where they started singing in tongues? The greatest, most blessed thing I ever heard was from the church. One time I was in the church, they began to sing in tongues. Everybody sang a different language, different tunes, and it sounded like angels singing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Lord, I'm not ashamed of you, and I'm not ashamed of your tongues that you give, the tongues that you give, the new tongue, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are there some here this morning you'd like to be refilled with the Holy Spirit? You'd like to be refreshed in tongues, in a new tongue, the other tongues? Or if you have any need at all, if you want to come and stand for prayer, I'd be honored and blessed to come by and pray for you. If you need an answer from God, if you need a word from the Lord, we'll see what God will say. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art
Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. Father, send down the Holy Spirit from heaven upon us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah, sing it, sing it, praise God.
Know that it's the Spirit of the Lord.
hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you now. We open ourselves up. We receive you in the name of Jesus. You're welcome. You're welcome, Holy Spirit.
In a new tongue or another language that has to be interpreted.
Hallelujah.
And then I want to tell you this. Tongues are not... don't flaunt that. Don't. It's a pearl you don't want to cast before the swine. One time at work, there's a lady come in there and there's quite a crowd there where we were at, and she said, "Well, I hear you speak in tongues. I want you to speak in tongues for me." You ever had anyone challenge you to do that? He said, "I want you to speak. I want to hear those tongues." Well, I wasn't going to do it. The whole thing was to embarrass and whatever, you know. I guard that. I guard the ability, the power, the strength, the blessing, the gift to speak. I guard that. Hallelujah. It's not for show. Hallelujah. I've heard people speaking something and they thought it was tongues, but it wasn't. A chant or something. But that's not going to deter me from the real thing, praise God. I want everything God has for me. And this afternoon, listen, God gave me this message last week. Both messages I preached. I've never preached before. But I want you to know, I want to leave you with this thought. The most powerful tool you have outside of the Word of God is to speak in tongues. Other tongues, new tongue, whichever you want to call it. That's the most powerful tool you have. And if you're not availing yourself of it, you're going to be weak. It's so much. It's so needed. It's so needed, praise God. Lord, and we ask you, Father, that you just impress this upon us. That we would begin to do this, to practice this. Hallelujah, Lord. To be like the Apostle Paul and speak in tongues more than you all. To sing in the Spirit, to pray in the Spirit, to edify ourselves, to build ourselves up. Hallelujah, Lord. It is our connection with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Folks, speaking in tongues opens up all the gifts to you. It opens it all up to you. It is the beginning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, we desire that you'd work this in us. Praise God. In a wonderful way. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I'm going to bless the food. And I want to thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. And hopefully the Lord's helped us. You're wonderful. I want to say you're a wonderful, wonderful group of people. As it was said in Daniel, you have an excellent spirit in you. You do. And don't let the devil tell you otherwise. Love you. We love you. We love you. Praise God. And we thank God for you. The family of God. Lord, bless now. And bless the food in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. bless you. Thanks, God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.